Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I came up with five sort of categories I look at when I'm deciding how good a job is if I were a head coaching candidate. Will you humor me and let me run through them?
Let's do it.
Okay. First thing is ownership. Like, very simply, bosses matter. Bosses matter with owners, and you have to, that's not something you can ignore. And it's a pretty low bar for me. Like, if you're willing to help me out, great. But really all I need from you as an owner is just don't make my life any harder. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I mean, obviously you have to be kind of, you don't want to be like, you know, kind of Dan Snyder here or something, you know, where the franchise is a total joke and looked down upon. You want to have at least some kind of baseline level competency there.
Absolutely. We're on the same page. Number two, most important thing to look at, quarterback. It's the most important position in American sports. You either have one or you need one, but regardless, it's going to shape your entire tenure with that team.
So established quarterback, I would say, or like path to getting one. Obviously, you know, like let's say you have the number one overall pick, like that kind of thing matters.
100%. Yeah, you don't have to have the guy, but like you said, you need to have a way to get the guy if you don't have one. Number three, I look at your division. Almost 40% of your schedule comes against divisional opponents, and you need to look at that when you're considering which job to take.
Yeah, especially if you're in a division, let's say, with the Kansas City Chiefs, who have Patrick Mahomes, or, you know, back in the day, Tom Brady in the AFC East. Yeah, definitely relevant.
Number four is just the rest of the roster. Like, how much work do I have to do in order to win? And along with that, too, like you mentioned with the quarterback, is the draft picks, like the path to building the roster. What do I have to work with to get this thing sort of up and running?
And what's number five?
Number five is expectations. How soon do I have to win? Like, expectations matter. If you expect a 7 and I deliver a 5, you're disappointed. But if you expect a 3 and I deliver that same 5, you're happy with me. So expectations matter. How long do I have to build my program? So then at number one, that means for you and for me would be the Los Angeles Chargers. And I think Yes. The biggest reason why is Justin Herbert, right? You've got a young stud quarterback who's literally coming off a season where he threw more touchdown passes than any rookie quarterback in the history of the National Football League. And when you're starting to build your team, that is a damn nice thing to have in your pocket.
Yeah, and I think Tom Telesco, the general manager there, is just kind of underrated. I think he's an underrated GM. I think that roster is good. stats that, you know, did my power rankings end of year. And I put the Chargers, I believe, here around, like, I think I put them at 14th overall. And maybe that's me being too bullish on them. But it made sense when I was doing it. And I just think they've been better than their record indicates this year. You know, I think Anthony Lynn cost them games that they could have won. The Chargers rank 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in eighth in cap space next year. They don't have a surplus of picks or anything, but they have their picks. It's not like they're missing them. Justin Herbert in place. It's nice weather out there in California. Yeah. The uniforms are awesome. How much does that matter to a head coach? Probably maybe not at all. I like it. And look, you want to talk about expectations. The Chargers don't even have – do they even have, like, a real fan base in terms of, like, you know, like – and then I don't want to say that to slight Chargers fans. I have nothing but respect for Chargers fans, but it's just like, you know, where is the intensity? You know, because they move the team and everything. So and they can't even fill the stadium when it's non-COVID times. So, yeah, I like that Chargers job a lot.
And they have the two hardest things you need to build a team. The young quarterback, and they have a pass rusher. Joey Bosa's locked up there. He's really freaking good. Those are the two hardest things to get. You usually have to pick very high in the draft to get both of those. They already have them. You have to play the Chiefs twice a year, every year, which is rough, but the rest of the division is not super scary. And there is a little expectation because you have Herbert and people know that he's good. Like, if you go 500 there, you're not praised like you would be for some of the other teams on this list. But to me, it's clearly the number one spot. The quarterback is there. The uniforms are sweet, by the way. I mean, they pick one. They've got like eight, and they're all awesome.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.